Shiram Bez and Yudabanos Kusim Yuradea, Fach Bez, Thomas A. Tupshim M. Bez,
July 13, 1982, on Tuesday. We have the thesis here. After the Yalda, the Tizan Mubba, משם לבד רואה סוף, בד רואה סוף יום הרביעי, האחנה מכיו שמי רואה סוף לבד אישור רביעי. זה כל מיתורה שלי, so the chat with the more years that the חכמי בנבא, ספר הבבא, אומר רביעי חנת, לאו זה נשאיר לו ניפה, that we can take for granted that she won't feel it, even if she's young, and she might feel inhibited and going through it. Unless she is told by the husband, Omalei, Otu Bade Oasom Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Ima Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Sofik Oasom. So the male, since Rabbi Yechanan applies his aloche, only the case of Sofik Oasom, so he will have a Yaldo. So we say, Sofik Leitzim Divadai, Sofik Akorah Divadai, is Leitzim in the Cheska Sisa. With the Vadai, where it's full Zakit. So, this is how Rashi says. Virachli Forash, Vichir Rab Natan, after Yaldo, not this Rashi, explains it. After Yaldo, but after Yaldo, after Yaldo. I mean, this is one example as to why we should not, you know, many are in favor of giving out Shas Yuket. I think it is a very destructive thing, I mean, to be Nakin Shas. Because who is that London who is able to decide how to be inaccurate every word in the Gemara, or it can be a big baldito. But that doesn't mean that he knows the pshat in the Niku, because, for example, here, that's a simple example. So here, there's a machlekes, there is an obvious machlekes, an explicit machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos in the Niku, whether it's Yaldo or Yoldo. But sometimes when Rashi and Tosfos don't discuss, So we can translate that. So in Sino translation, sometimes translates the Shas in such a way, in the most ridiculous way. In the most ridiculous way. So what was that? Everybody knows, I mean, it's an English translation. But if you have an act of the Shas, I mean, it's conducive to all kinds of mistakes. Now here is an example where the Likud is, we are having machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether the Likud should be Yaldo or Yod. So, and the same thing is true. I mean, many rabbis in Israel wanted to translate the get. Well, that is more destructive. That involves a greater mission. So, to translate the standard nusach of the get, which is Aramaic, to translate it to Rosh Hashanah. Now, there certainly, who knows how to translate all the words? We know the meanings of the words in the Gemara, but the exact translation, the exact equivalent in Rosh Hashanah, who knows? Who knows? Mm-hmm. Yes, what is it? Mm-hmm. But you don't have the Unkeles and the Gemara, you don't have Unkeles translation of the Gemara. You have Unkeles translation of the Torah, not of the Get, not of the Gemara. Now here, for example, I mean, everybody knows that Yud Lamed, Dalet Hey, can mean Yaldo and it can mean Yoldo. But it's a different meaning. Alright. V'chein Rav Natan, V'rachim Polish, V'chein Rav Natan, Afilu Yoldo. Even if she's a Yeldo. Not a young woman. V'bziza Leviva, Pevesh Leviva, ומפחדס ריטלו תחלמה, כי לא מבחיר את נפלנו לבס, הפכי זה טוב לתחלט של הולדת, יכול סוף, so she became sick as a result of being stable and within 30 days as of giving birth. ועם תרוד אל הארס, בשביל ביצה, פרשת עושה שפו, דומה לב, ודאי רואה סוף, מי אומר רבי יחדת? אם כן, ילדס, אפילו לא יויסו ביגס ליבדי, לא ידע רבי יחדת, וסוף התפילה, אין מציאו, מדיבד על רועסו. In other words, so, So according to Ramatan, so he says, let's say the husband came back from the trip, and the wife is nervous. He was already in the Hashem. Let's say she gave birth to the king. So, 40 days. Now, so he counted 40 days. And then we are all talking this Gemara. It deals with the Aroche prior to the Takonis Rebbe Bisodeis and Takonis Rebbe Zeyer. So, he'll count 14 days and there'll be boiler. So, in such a case, so then yesterday, the Baal is allowed to be boiler Arishte, the illness, just because he counted 14 days as a Malayne. So he says, Omalei, of course not. The Mikhail will be made that in such a case, the husband is not allowed to be boiler. Why? Because it's very likely that his wife was afraid to be divorced, because sometimes a woman becomes sick if she's divorced within 30 days as of giving birth. So in such a case, Rabbi Yechanan doesn't apply his member. So, Otovadai Roasom Yom Rabbi Yechanan. So, Vashka Zeshapad, Otovadai Roasom Yom Rabbi Yechanan. Im Kehilde Esafir Loyo Yisodei Eges Lidei. Loyati Rabbi Yechanan. Yisof Kfira Yim Mitzio. Midei Vadai Roasom. But when does Rabbi Yechanan say that he can rely on it? In other words, if it is not a Vada that he saw, that he saw that, and even though the Yima Veset has passed, but still not a Vada, so, and in addition, in all probability, in case she did see that, so she won't feel it, because that's the thing that she has to do. And there is no business why she shouldn't go through it. Why shouldn't he go through it? So the Mele, in such a case, Rabbi Yechanan says that he can take it from her. So, rather than who was this washing kacha? Tahit the pier baby vomit. When it's very obvious, the buzz is training. New pier is very much more than washing dishes. That will be very good season later. So in other words, Rashi's chat, has it more care? According to Rashi, some season means inhibited, ashamed, And according to Taisley, according to Abnetan and Barak, it means afraid. In other words, it's a illness. Here's the reason. New Gamish to Polish Russian Tachat, to Borish, Pirish Russian Nation. So, as far as the meaning of Tzili is concerned, so both Shotim are correct. But the question is, how is it to be understood? Yes, what is it?
There is a difference
between
the one and the other.
What?
No,
I don't think there is any matter. Yes. I mean, I suppose that Rashi will also agree that in regard to Yildiz, since there is a good possibility that this woman is afraid, we cannot take it for them. Alright, what is that? It's possible to say, it's possible that Rashi will behave. But it's not Muchach that Rashi will behave can Rach and Rabbatam. Rach and Rabbatam say explicitly that in case of the illness, so Rabbi Yechanan's memory doesn't apply to the illness. But Rashi, maybe Rashi will say that it doesn't apply. You could argue that just as Rashi says in regard to Yaldish, even though there is a possibility that the Yaldish might feel inhibited in going through, she's ashamed. So in view of the fact that she is not Vadai also, so we say it's called something called Vadai, and we take it for granted that she is Tmeiah, either because she never became Tmeiah, or if she became Tmeiah, so she became Tmeiah as a result of Tmeiah. So maybe in the case of the other still, because after all, he hasn't heard that his wife is one of those women who are afraid to be divorced within 30 days. But there are women who are afraid. So maybe since there is just a possibility, real possibility, so we still can say, Sotika called the Vadai is basically the Vadai, according to Rashi. Or in other words, just as in the case of Yalda. But why should we say that Rashi is Rechazaram? We can readily distinguish between Yalda, between the case of Yalda and the case of Yalda. Because the case of Yalda, so she really has no good reason to abstain from the materials. The reason is a childish reason. Masharinke, here in the case of Yalda, so she has a good reason. So there Rashi wouldn't say, Sofi Kakor Levada is Meitzim Levada. Because it's not so, it's not Kor Levada. Kor Levada itself has certain degrees. So it's more, there is more of a probability involved in the case of Yalda than in the case of Yalda. So that's why it's very reasonable to assume that Rashi will agree with Rachel Avitam. But whether Rashi will agree with Rachel Avitam or not, we cannot be sure. But take that. Hamutam says so. Yes, what do you
mean?
In this case,
it's
something that something
that
she found.
Because it's
something
that
she found. No, it's not violent. Of course, I mean, this is what it means. This is what it means. The Sofik means in the Badai. So Badai does not mean that the Sofik Akon of the Badai. Sofik Akon of the Badai, so we say, in Sofik means in the Badai. So it means, in Sofik Meitzin the Vadai, means that where a Vadai Yisya was established, even though there is a Sofik Akora in all probability, that Yisya which was established was already eliminated, put away. So we don't say, as long as Vadai Yisya was established. But if a Vadai Yisya was not established, so then we do say, Sofik Meitzin the Vadai. Or you can use other expressions. I mean, that's a question of semantics. In other words, we certainly don't say Sofik Meitzin in Levada, but we say Sofik Meitzin in the Sofik. What is it? Rabbi Yochanan holds that Sofik is Meitzin. A Sofik Akon Levada is not Meitzin in the day, Vadai Hozakisa. Vadai Hozakisa. But if it's Sofik Hozakisa, so then Sofik Akon Levada is Meitzin in the Sofik Hozakisa. Alright. Now, Chomash Emes V'niach Mivuram Le'yapir. Now, since the Gemara is the Kasher, don't we say in Sofik Akon Levada is a Meitzin Midei Vada Hozakisa? Midei Vada, because in Sofik is the Vada, but Chomash Emes. So even though it's Vadai Hozakisa Pesach, so we rely on the issue by the Chaver and the Gemara. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. The first teretz, the first lashon of the Gemara is that over there, the price is reference to the case where it's not Vadai Hozakisa, where it's Sofik Hozakisa, because there is a possibility that the Achnose was Shaloi was the Ragadi. The Achnos of the Bais was the Ragadi. So the Melech, the Meruach, is not Kibaya at the seven with the eyes. That's one thing. The second Teretz is not. The second Teretz is that, in other words, why does the Gemara give the second Teretz? Why does the Gemara give the second Teretz? After all, I mean, there is such a possibility that the Achnos of the Bais was not Derech Pesach, but was Derech Gavi. After all, so Kabisha says, Magim Odom Al-Tvon say, U'machis Odomei Chelo. So, it's even mutter to do it that way. So why shouldn't it be likely? The answer is, because that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raya that I mentioned yesterday. You see, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raya as to whether the Rambam passes that even if the prayers involve in Maisidehem, in processing, so it still is subject to the requirement of Achnose Derech Pesach. But if the Achnose was not Derech Pesach, was Derech Gagim, so then it doesn't become terrible with the Raya, say, in spite of the fact that it involved the Maisegeira, it was But there is a mandoma in the Gemara. There is a mandoma in the Gemara who says, I think Rabbiana, you wouldn't see it, I see it as a priori, who says that when is it subject to the requirement of Achnos and Erech Pesach, if it's the same thing, not when it didn't involve any processing. But if it involved the processing, so then the Maizidere itself is the way I control without Achnos and Erech altogether. Since it doesn't require Achnos and Erech, it doesn't make any difference how the Achnos and Erech was, whether it was the Erech Pesach or it was the Ragadu, the Kafriti. So the Rambam passes like the Mandoma and the Gemara, like the Mandoma and the Gemara, that Achnos and Erech Pesach, so Achnos and Erech is required even in Teiris that involve a Maizidere. So let's say like Noah, or let's say wine, or shemen. So even though the Danobim were crushed and pressed into wine, even though the Zeisim were pressed into shemen, so but before it is Nichnas, we buy the Erech Pesach, so it's not telling the Raisa. It's not telling the Raisa. The Raisa says no. He passes like the Mandoma that only parents that did not involve any Maizegeir, but parents like Zeisim Vanovi, but that weren't converted into wine or shemen, but parents that had a conversion, that had the Maizegeir, that the Maizegeir, so then it becomes telling the Raisa just with the Maizegeir, with the Madoche, without the Achnos and the Bais. So now it doesn't make any difference how he brings it into the Bais, whether there are Gadim or there are Pesach. So, Sebachlik and Ram, the Raya, how it passes. So this gets the two Shemes here in the Gemara. You see, here we talk about, here we say, the first Moshe says, Hazok Yahu Chover Hashem in Yitzin, Tachas Yahu Yahu Hashem in Yisuf. But otherwise, so it's not so to Kakor of Levadai, it's Vadai Domo. Mashem, can if there wouldn't be Vadai Domo, so so to Kakor of Levadai would be the Meitzi et in the Cheskas Isa. But why is it Cheskas Isa? After all, there is a possibility that he did it. He was Machmiset. The Meitzi He was making the major loss of Mir the Meruach to place not prior to Achnos and Levi's the Erech Pesach, but subsequent to the Achnos and Levi's the Erech Pesach. So the Mele, it never could have become terribly the Reis. So why does the first Moshe say that the only reason is why we rely on it is because it's a Baal Gomor? Implication being, if it wouldn't be a Baal Gomor, then we couldn't rely. The second Moshe says, even if we couldn't be Baal Gomor, we still couldn't rely on the mere probability. But how can the second Moshe say, how could the first Moshe say that if there hadn't been a real Chazok, a Baal Gomor, then we couldn't rely on the probability, but we should be able to rely on the probability? As the second Moshe says, the answer is, the first Moshe agrees with the Mandoma that the halacha of Achnos and Levi's applies only to parents that did not involve the Maizidere. But it doesn't apply to parents that involve the Maizidere. So then Achnos and Levi's, the Erech Pesach, is not required in order to become Tevel Midraise. Now, here he says, Chomesh and Meis, Liliach, Nikur, Tvei, Aperis. So he has reference, not Dafke to Zeisi, Lanovi, he has reference to Tvei. Nibur Tvei Aperes. So what does it mean? Tvei involves the Maizigeren. Yeruach. So the first motion holds that where there is a Maizigeren Yeruach, then it doesn't require a Achnos and Levi's. So that's why the first motion has to resolve to the town that there is a Baal Gomor. But if there hadn't been a Chazok in Gmur, a Baal Gomor, then we wouldn't say Sofi Kreitzi, Midei Sofi. Because it would be Sofi Kreitzi Nivadai, and we don't say Sofi Kreitzi Nivadai. Masha'im Kei, The second motion says, Sophical. The second motion holds, like the Mandoma, that the requirement of Chnos Levayis de Pesach applies even to parents that involve the Maizidere. So the Melech. So that's why he says we don't have to resort to the fact that it's Vara Gomo, even if it's not Vara Gomo. So we see, we say, Sophie Kakor Levadai, made Sidrisom. Alright. For the Shemes, we have to go on the pair. If they come in the Chun, Rabbi Shor, have been so sacking Gumo. Come on, Name, and Sophie made Sidrisom. So at least they said, if somebody was shaking the Behemo. And then he used the Satin Shkite, he used in chopping boats. And then he inspected the Satin. After he used the Ratzomes, he inspected the Satin and he saw that it had been a. So Rabbuna says that the behemoths that were Nishkati, the Satin, are assurance. Because we do not know how the Dhamma occurred in the Satin. One possibility is that the dam occurred in the Satin as a result of colliding with the skin with the Yavisah Shkita. So then the Shkita is true. So in other words, by the time the Satin cut the simonim of the Behemoth, it was already a Satin problem because it became problem as a result of colliding with the Yavisah Shkita that the Satin had to cut open before it was able to hate it, to be hate of the Simon. Another possibility is that the Sakin didn't become Middam as a result of its colliding with the Yemitashkite, but as a result of its being held loose and that's only every Shkite, so it didn't affect the Behemoth. So Rabbuna says, we have to be Hashish, maybe it was Middam as a result of colliding with the Yemitashkite, so the Behemoth are assurance. And Hafidah says no. So, it's a bad idea. We know that et atzomes have the tendency to be paid in the Sakin. If you use the Sakin atzomes, so that has the tendency to be paid in the Sakin. As to whether the Eobis HaShchidu was paid, the possibility. Usually, when a Sakin collides with Eobis HaShchidu, it doesn't come in. Sometimes it happens. So in Mele, we say, in Sophic Meitzim with the Badai, we say in Sophic Meitzim with the Badai, because we can, so we say that we can attribute it to a reasonably attributable surface. The question is, should the dam be attributed to the collision with the Yom Zashkite, or should it be attributed to the use and that summons, to its use and that summons, so we attribute it to an attributable circumstance, that's a summons, because that's another thing. So, Rabbi Shogun is a Satin Guru Kamadaname, in Sophic Meitzim with Vada. So, in other words, so there we are making, and we say, we cool it in Sophic Meitzim with Vada. In other words, this Shosha, we don't have to be Hinshish for this Shosha Mechaikim. Maybe it was Nidam as a result of colliding with the Abisashvita. Because that's not a reasonably attributable circumstance. But Atzomes do constitute a reasonably attributable circumstance. So, how is it? So, there, Vilmaise Mehach Yehovah Vishifro. So, Mishum Yehoche have a Sophic. So, in other words, so couldn't we ask? So couldn't he ask the Kasha against Rabune? Rabune says it's Hirikan Rabkhita. And he says that we have to be Hinshish. So couldn't we ask the Kasha against Rabune? So he says, we should be hoch have a Sophic Tay Virovia that will be Kule Meitzi Midibata. So in other words, when Gemara here and Havam and he said, the Yisofik makes me the Vadai, and Gemara did not as yet know of the Teretz that it's a Vadai Gomo, because Chazoke, Al Chomer Hashem Yisiyah Hashem Yisofik, still Gemara assumed that Yisofik is making the Vadai, why doesn't Gemara ask? And then Gemara, so the answer is, over here, when Gemara held hoche habe so viel Tage Rogge, wa tu li pure Menschen war doch, wo er nahme wie Scheich war Suje, ha jide Hossam, die Tom al Biolo, die Ose so viel Menschen war da, die Hossam heime mich in der Habe der Hunre. But here we don't say we pure a little maskola of Gimor. We do not say we pure in a so viel Kakorin wie Vada, that should be made to you the Vada Yosaki. Behemte Yechav, דאַפֿקע דעם טייג אין דער שאַקונט איז די חומא שיי חלס ווי קאַרע אבער אויך דאָס מיט רבון לאך אַ חלס קעבע די חיי צו דאָ לאך איז נאָט אונלי די פאַק נאָס איז מיט באיס וואן איז נאָט אַלאָוד די ליט אין אַ חלס קעבע גאָט איבן די פאַר מיר רוח וואן איז נאָט אַלאָוד די ליט אַ לאד אויף דעם פוט לאט זיי סאַמבאדי האָב דאס מיט פוט דאָ איז מיט פוט But the Mamelochet did not take place yet. It's prior to Meruah. So he's allowed to eat a little bit in the pyramid of those pears prior to Mamelochet. Why? Because with rice it's not terrible until it goes through the processing of the water. But, and so it's not terrible. So with rice I'm allowed to eat in both food. But with Rabbanon, even though it's not terrible, I'm not allowed to eat a lot of it. I'm not allowed to eat a lot of it. But a little bit, I'm allowed to eat. So he says, so that's the Hemke, in the Shakun, that the whole Mashim Yechel is in Kare. I've heard the most of the Rabbanon Lech 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 יחי משמע נאמע, מיר נאָק דעם. ווען די פאלן אין נאָך דעם, דאָ ביש מאיי וואָר מיי קומען מיר וואָס די קומען מיט טייט. מיר שום באלייכע זין, פיר שאַשיר מיר שמע יפן פוס, ליי די קאָב אין די מרוח, יחי זון קיין אין אַ מרוח. דאַך מרוח. אפ שב יום דער דיי ש פיר שיד קלאן די ביסט. שיאַך מיר זאַט ווען די ליי צעלע. ומה היו לך פעם את הקאנטון, משמע בלגמרי פוטר. הוכת פרישי, או בגלי קרדי אישי, ובמי ירים אחו דהיין, מה היו לך פעם את הקאנטון, מי הוא, אם מרוח אין כל מיני קדר, רק ארץ, כמו שהוא יוקד מרוח, או זה שם, אך צורך לי, בשביל את הרקם לצייר, פרשת פה, כי נדהה ובאדו טבו מנחי לסקבע, אך אם נכניסו בלי, כי בפרישס, ויכול עושה סוף לפרמריץ עם מלבדי, וחשבים עוד יחז כעשו מסיכונים. תסיס קשי לספר. Here, בדימור הסייס, that we say, עושה סוף, הכל מלבדי, ומריץ עם מלבדי הוא זכיס. עושה סוף, מריץ עם מלבדי הוא זכיס. מה שאין כן, But in the case of Chomash and Meresel, it's not because there is a Chazakit Moreh. Over there, it's not a Chazakit Moreh either. It's just the probability. So we are going about it. But over there, it's not Tuzak Vada Yisya. Why is it Tuzak Vada Yisya? Because it's a Shofit. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe the Achnose was, maybe the Achnose Rebaiz, even the Pesach, was while the Tuyeh was unprocessed. It was in the form of Meis. Before the Ruach. So then, it doesn't become terrible. So it doesn't become terrible with rice, but mitachilas keva is also. So the question is, how does the rice say, chova shemeis miliach miguram miyachiris, afilu ha'im ha'imon, ha'im cheskat ispanim, what do you do with cheskat ispanim? And the human, a person can partake of it, and to eat as much as he desires, even to eat an achilas keva. He can eat up all the pears. But you eat Nachilas Keva, that is also without Achnos and Rebaiz. So, as far as the, but that is only Nisar Rabbanon. But as far as Nisar Rabbanon is concerned, so it's Ruzak Vada Yisar. It's not Ruzak Vada Yisar, it's Zofit Yisar, vis-a-vis the Dreise. But vis-a-vis the Rabbanon, it's Ruzak Vada Yisar. So, how can we rely on the mere probability and the Zofit Kol Rebada to be made in the Vada Yisar Rabbanon? So in other words, so we have to say, so what is Rashi Shittin? Rashi Shittin is that this aloha, the Tzofit HaKol of the Vadai, is not meeting the Vadai Boza Kisea, that only applies to a case where Nisa the Rice is involved. But where Nisa the Rice is not involved. So it's Sabriya. So there is no Shalom Deraisa, because there is no Huzak Bada Israelaisa, because there is a possibility that there was no, that the Yechiso revived in the form of Meis, the form of Meis before the Olam. But it's Bada Yehuzak Yisrael Rabbanon. As in regard to Yisrael Rabbanon, so then we say, Sopi Kachor Nevada is mixing with Bada Yisrael Rabbanon. That's how it's Mucha from this Gemara. So, has to put it. Didn't have a terrible, rather than a fair stellar to the Christian Mason tradition. Hey, the Torah says, Sophie, who means the Vada the Hashimino Loy, the Heskat, Mr. Conyon, the way I can make him have the Sophie makes the Vada the Rabbonon, that's Hashishite, though the very time of the Sophie, Paul, the Mayor of the Colaros, Paul Moke, Shehu, the Vardas, the Tunisha, and so would be the Vada Homet, so would be the Disopik. Oh, how I made him the Vadai, who called Mar the Hover, whom Shanesopi disopik, who can Rabbeche, Mahashem, the form of the Hazin and Oche, he made him Vadai the Rabbonon, who because Homet's name had the Rabbonon, the Meraise, the people Baume. Oh, the people down the Sage, because the Gemara says there as well. In other words, if, let's say, a certain room was not searched, we don't know, maybe there is Chomets in that. It's a Mokesh Nachmis in the Chomets. But Mokesh Nachmis in the Chomets doesn't mean that there is not a Chomets. Mokesh Nachmis in the Chomets means a place where there is, it's, where possible Chomets enter that room. But it doesn't mean that it didn't enter. So then, so we still have to be made a that room. But suppose there is a chulde is a weasel, or a barber, or some other animal, I mean the same thing is true if there is a cat in that room, and if it's not Rosa, that Chometz was used in the course of the year in that room, and if there is a chulde or barber's mitzui in that room, so then we don't have to be made it. Why? Because if there is a chulde or barber's in that room, so it's something that Kohen Nevada is that he did a good job, and that he ended up all the Chometz. It's not about the Gomor, but it's something that Kohen Nevada. And Hedet, but if it's about the Gomor, if we know that there was a meal, there was a certain power held in that room, and it wasn't cleaned out, so then, even though there are chulderers and barbarers in that room, since it's Vadai who's a common to that room, so then we say, in Sophie, makes me the one. So there, so the more again, Sophie makes the castle. The more that Sophie got called Nevada, he's not making me Vada. So because of that, we say that if Homets was Vadai who's in a certain room, so we know that people are in that room. So then even though the chulderers and barbarers is Mitzuya in that room. So we have to debate that the room for Chometz. So, but, we, because in some cases it's Vadai, but the Braise says Chometz and Mitzuya in the room where it is. So the Gemara gives the same talents. Hosom Sopik with Sopik. Hosom Sopik with Sopik. So the question is, Mishan is Sopik with Sopik to the Rabbein. But according to Rashi Shike, that in Sopik makes me Vadai only when it's Hosak Vadai is a Raisa. But when Tzuzak only Vadai is a Rabbonon, so then Sopik Akol Vadai is Meizim Vadai, so that's Muchach from the Gemara of Chover Shemeis, Vili Akigor Pireis, in spite of the fact that Kidra Beishe, but still a Nisra Rabbonon is going about Ligabe Achir Askeva. So then it's Muchach from the Gemara that vis-a-vis a Nisra Rabbonon, we do say Sopik Meizim Vadai, Sopik Akol Vadai Meizim Vadai. So then, why does the Gemara say that if it's Vadai who's a Chometz in the room, so then it requires BK, even though it's a Sophika called the Vadai with a Chur, the Chumde and Barbers consumed all the Chometz that was there. So, but there it's also in the Israel Abolon, because in the Raisins, the people Barbers are so doesn't it appear from that Gemara that even vis-a-vis and Israel Rabbanon we still say ain't something that's in the Rabbanon. So, perhaps to become a chazino of the Mitzvah of Rabbanon, because Chomets found the Rabbanon writes in Dorm Sag, they in the Rabbin, the Masvim said the Osem, Irish and Bikre, the Avivad of the Rabbanon, they in the Rabbin, the Hodu Koma Vohe, the Heilige Geist is gone. Heilige the Hanoch, the Rechose, Elohim. So, in other words, so we really have here two machines of cases. One Russian thinks this agrees with Rashi. Agrees with Rashi Shittim Psochim. That's Rashi Shittim here too. I mean, it's implicit in the Rashi here too. So, that it's implicit in Rashi's Russian here. So, the name of the Chayim Reise Rabbon and Gozer Achiyu Askeva. So Raja says that these are about things, and still we say something in the Vada, but it's Vada itself, so that's Raja Shittim. We are like Raja Shittim, so that we got the Israel Rabbon, and we do say something at all Vada is in the Vada. Vada wrote a piece. So there are two machines in cases. One, the first question in cases is in accordance with Raja Shittim, that Sofi Kakor of the Vada is Mitzi Vada, who is Akisa the Rabbanon, and the second Russian is that Sofi Kakor of the Vada is only Mitzi with Sofi Kisa, even Sofi Kisa the Rice, but not Mitzi with the Vada Yisa the Rabbanon, with the Vada Yisa the Rabbanon, Ibn Masofi Kakor of the Vada. Then you have the Kasher. How can we say that the Sofi Kakor of the Vada should not be Mitzi? But if it's something called the Vada, it's not the Vada Dhamma. But they didn't have one of them. So certainly, something that called the Vada should certainly be Nikule. So how does the second Russian case say no? The answer is, Sveti Rabbon Nikule has reference to a case where there is no Haskasisa. But where there is Haskasisa, then we don't say Sveti Rabbon Nikule. And here, since it's Vada Yhuze, Tevo the Rabbonon. So we don't say Sveike the Rabbanon Nikola. And even the first version that says that we do say we got the Vada Yehoza Kisa the Rabbanon. Sofit Akon Vada Yehoza Kisa the Rabbanon. So it's only because of the Sofit Akon Vada it's Yehoza Kisa the Rabbanon Kisa the Rabbanon. But without Torah Vada also, Sofit Akon certainly we wouldn't say in the case where it's Chazak Yisrael. But when do we say, even in the case of Sofi Kachoko, Sveiki the Rabbanon Nikule, when it's not his Chazak Yisrael? Alright. Then take the Chalets. Mashma, Yibitevel, Sherot, Ve'yabayi, after the Hemtein Amore Ochle. So, in other words, when can the behavior be given? Those payers only if the tree was brought into the house in the form of maids, before the rock, before the threshing, before the winnowing, before the smoothing, before everything, in an unprocessed food form. In other words, the shebeles, the years of grain, before unprocessed, were brought into the house. So then, in such a case, even though in the house he made a ruach, he had the process, he had a full process, so he can give it to the Hebrews for. But suppose the tree was processed, fresh, winnowed, smooth, in the field, and then it was brought into the house there at Hakasah. So he's not allowed to give it to the Hebrew's father. Why not? That's all. Temple is also about here. But temple is not also about here. So why shouldn't the soil be allowed to give temple to the Hebrew? It's not also about here. Come as we pass that, we cannot give it to the Hebrew. Why? Because it's also about here. But temple is also resigning about here. Temple is not also resigning the Hebrew. A Yisroel, or a Kayer, anybody. Temple is also to everybody. So, anybody who possesses temple is allowed to sell it, to make a business out of it, because it's not also Banoi. So, why shouldn't he be allowed to give it to the Behemoth? Mashma be temple shrok nearby, sa kudem tenamul ha'atun kinuri, maishtu misha anoi es bishore, limatzi mi temple shi osa banoi, yishrein alida shimu ban madrikin, tabi madrikin bi temple tomei. Mishim yitzim, es nishmeres kemei isai, nishrei kum isakon shim yitabei, adat tei roba achas meyo, ma tei roi mo chobo peru shakilo oso, nishasavo medeirei, ach meyo kei, דהיינו הדלוקה, ועוד הבאום אחרי או מפני לו, זה ביצר בהדלוקה כאילו בארומה. ועדים למחר באמצע לכל שענוי של כאילו. So that's the sheet all over Shas. That Tevel, and the same thing is true, Tevel is Osea, is Mutabano, but Tevel is Osa Bano Shakir. And the same thing is true regarding Truma. Truma is also Mizar. It's only in the Paris Rikian. It's only in the Kian. So, a Kayan sees Truma is leaking the offer of the Kayan. So he can, some Mele, so he can give it to King and Kaspi as well. Mashiach can be soil, Zahar, so the Truma is not leaking to be Mechel by Zahar. So since it's not Mechel to be Mechel by the Zahar, so Mele, he cannot, the Zahar cannot give it to his daily. He can give it, because it's leaking to be Mechel to a Kayan. So he can give it to King and Kaspi, to his Behemoth, to him. The Truma, Hashem can Izzah, since it's not Mechel Izzah, it's not Mechel to his Behemi either. Because that's the Aloche, Hanoi Shalkiru in Truma is also Izzah. Hanoi Shalkiru in Tevel is also for everybody. So these are the eyes. Alright, so this is where we left off in the book. Then the Gemara says, Vakati Yisofik Meitzi Nidavadai. That the Sophic Akkar of the Vada is not made in the Vada is a Kisser. That Hanye, my Sevishi Hose shall Mosik Erkot be remain, she till on a very day. Ugo Kayen the Eight is the Leda in Zoho in the Cave. Ugo Maisel Kahon in the Kiao, if they shall put the Vada as it's in Shom. The Ochel Vada is till on a Sophic of the Ruas of the Gloria. Because the Sophic makes me the Vadai. So Lord said, you know, in the tennis boy game, if you're an April day, so then it shows like Vadai is there. Nefu means, it's a Mechalapoches, a fetus, that is 40 days old. So in such a case, it's certainly time. It's certainly time. So we cannot rely on the probability that the whole day, Eila, because it's not the Vada Gomo. Elaine, Kinine, in other words, we know she had a miscarriage. The sheep had a miscarriage. But whether it was a miscarriage of a fetus of the bee means only if it's over 40 days old, or it was less than 40 days old, so then it's considered Maya Balma, Hua Balma. So, that we don't know. So, it's not Vada Yosa Kisakume. It's not because of Kisakume. Kinine. So, the more as the cash. How can you say that it's not who's a quadrant name? Only Sophic name. Well, when I'm Zohar, when you came at the Tonish, in other words, the king wanted to know whether it's male or female. But he was sure that there was a miscarriage. So, in other words, the gender is not determined prior to 40 days. So, since the king was already eager to determine as to whether it was Zohar or Mikaela, so that means that the king knew. The king knew that it was already a valid food, more than 40 days old. The Hohekam, who bought him the eight, the Leda in the Fulpil, in Huakipil. So, in other words, when the Gemara says in Huakipil, it doesn't mean that the Huak means. It means less than 40 days. Means in Salim and the Fulpil, Leda in Zohar and the Cave, the Boy Seim, or Nadal and Nadal, which is similar to the two machines in the previous Gemara. So in other words, so first the Gemara said that this price of Shikhosi Shalmasi Kehot the Rimei, so as that is the case where it's not Vada Yerushakis Isatum, but something was Akisatum, where the Kehan wasn't sure that there was a Vada Yerushakis. Something. Yeah. Other fancy, but if it was Vada Yerushakis, then the Chachamim wouldn't be Matim. On the basis of the father. Now the second tenet is that the Chachomim are matir even if the father name was also. But the question is, in certain cases, but I here, so in other words, it was a case where there are so many chumdes in that area that it's considered like a father. So it depends if there is just one chumde, okay, one chumde. So it's not the Bada Gomo that they eat out of it. And if they do eat out, so maybe they don't eat out part of it, then the rest still eat. But Mashainkin, there are many chumdes in the Bay of there, it's a Bada Gomo, it's a Chazak Emo. So it's not a probability, so it's a call of Bada. But Bada Gomo, the boy is saying, if you hold the Bada's and two Shom, Bada is the real one. All right, now the Rashi. אם זו הור, כן חוכם או יו, ומאיר או יו, תייסס, רשי שיטי, זאת היא לביקיין חוכם, אבל נתם מסחל, סונסי, אבל נתם מסחל זה לביקיין שי, אוקיי, so רשי שיטי, כן חוכם או יו, ומאיר או יו, ומסחבים לאיר ישראל, אם הייתו מביטה, אינם או looking down and being maul on the bay, why is it he's a fair? Why did he involve himself if he's a king of so not. First Rashi says because he was a baal ma'ayet and he had to pass the shifre, he had to pass whether she has to observe in his mess right or not. If she miscarried in Kiva, so she had to count 14 days of Tumah. And if she miscarried with Zohar, she had to count only 7 days of Tumah. Alright, that's one way. In Ame, Yvuretz, when he bites, he regards with Homose, the Reitzel Yizoyan men, calling the Moshe, not that he had to pass for her child. He had to take care of his own child. In other words, because she stayed with him. She stayed with him in the same house. So he wanted to know whether he has to keep her away from coming in contact with his spouse. Then he says Rashi, so there's a picture from Rashi by Rashi himself. Then Rashi mentions Pshat that Rashi rejects. And he shamely laid down in the Saye Hades man of was Kobon. In Yera, in Ishmarte, in love. In other words, because again, in other words, so according to that, the shame of Pshat. So we have to say that this might say happen in this Marabais when they are Kabbalists. So in other words, that Kenan had to know. So when she'll have to bring the call, he yells, "I want to be real." So Rashi rejects the shot. Did he shield? Tail, Chatos. Die Bishtir Chatos, looking the Hagayas from Salvan, die Bishtir Teir Chatos, die Kula Mishmono, lo Aile Haikei Nashiro, in other words, some other words, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, he was a Baal of Aleh and he had to pass him. According to Yishen of Pshat, it's not because he was a child. He might have been a Baal of Aleh, but he did it because of his own fear. He wanted to know whether it would be in his Mishnah. So he says, the Mishnah there had a Sachas in Kula Mishnah, no Hayo Haikei and Afshei, they, so why do we involve himself in the Sofik Tume? They shall be Mishnah or Achel Kobon, cause man she feels it, I mean, she has to bring the call after the Yenu Eitz, you meet her, so she has to bring the call. So, So in other words, so if she's the eldest of the two, well, when does she bring the korban? After the 80th day. If she's the eldest of the two, after the 40th day. After the 40th day. But there is no avera, even the eldest of the two, if she postpones the bringing of the korban. So she can bring the korban. But as long as she doesn't bring the korban, so she's asur lechol mikotchim. Okay, so she's asur lechol mikotchim. But, so, why should he involve himself in something to me? They try to kill Acha Kabona Kolmashkas Gam Lashon Rishim in Yira. The first pshat he doesn't like Yira. The Chochamu, Klumu Bola Hayon, the Ladi Al Abi Kmasnes? I mean, what kind of Ibalehoy of the Chocham is he? He goes in order to pass the Shalmes, so he assumes the risk. And he's minor, so he should stand at a distance. So the answer is, I mean, how did he be so shameless? He didn't intend, he wasn't misguided to be minor. So he was, you know, standing at a distance. But he tried to look, and he thought that he would be able to look without being minor in his hands. So he was standing like this, he was trying to be minor, but he wasn't able to foresee that once he tries to stand on the tip of his toes and to look from a distance, he might even be mired with his head and his hands on the barrier. So that he did be shaking. Not amazing. So it came to possible even a Chocham Balioye. So he thought, he was sure that he can stand at a distance without being mired with his hands or his face. And then he slipped, unintentionally he slipped, and he was mild with his hands, with his head, maybe his own roof, maybe he fell, as a result of standing on the tip of his toes. So at a distance, so he fell on the barrier, and he was mild with his own roof, and the navel. Right. But Rashi doesn't write it. The Gamosh Edition in here, the Yehochamu, who will go the higher the lava allowed the two masmes? Elokei and Amhoretzoy. Oikop, Vishitrate Isho, Lehot is Miret. He was again Amhoretzoy sent. He was sent probably by the sheep herself, and he fulfilled the shirt. Now Tinsa said, who go again the heat, Amir Abitam became Shaitan. That fuel, in name of the Sovietoy, the king said, Korevoyo, Lohoyo, Loyitames. In other words, because we could say, Vishiposei, Shomasi. Now, because there are two possible pshotim in Vishiposei, Shomasi. She till an April bear. So one possible pshat, Vishiposei, Shomasi, Gatham Gavinay, she till an April bear, that the sheep can escape. Another pshat is no. The sheep, she was the maid servant. Of the Gveres. And the Gveres miscarried the fetus. The Gveres miscarried the fetus. But the Gveres told the Shifra to throw the fetus into the bear. Now you see in cases, the previous cases. See, she crosses from us. Mashma, the Shifra, the Tam of the Way, the Chay Muchat, the Tam of the Way, the Kamalok, the Shifra, the Sabra, the Way, Zeulu, Bayu, Shinuru, Shneino, the wholesome koma, in other words, so Tesis at first, that I would say, assume that she pushes all massive means, that the sheep for herself miscarried the baby, not that the Gveres miscarried, and then the sheep was through it, dropped it into the baby. So, that means, of course, in Yochis, is not in Tamit Messiah, but a sheep for, as in Chiel is the mitzvahs, a sheep for flags, so it's in Tamit. The chayim uchad v'chayim kolad v'nilei. Yikom alok ha-shit kol v'nisatera etzvei. Zehu l'ribay shenimu l'shmeino. Shenimu l'shmeino. Why? So in other words, and the Gemara says that which kind of a child is nimu l'shmeino? Only a child whose mother is mitame to masreide. But if the mother is not mitame to masreide, then is not nimu l'shmeino. Since lo kashif for the misabra etzrei is nimu l'shmeino, that means that the mother is mitamu to mesrei. Vosim koma, kol shim et mirei, nimu l'shmeino, kdeskei nintan en behege, imu el misrei, di yashir from the ishkara, mishu bachere, nina gom el isho, di mire, di hodi yawu for the ishkara, si mishu asmach de baumu, vaga rachim elo kapwa, because we don't have to resort to a posit. Mishu chere, si zirei dola di eres, so it's about Yisrael more. they come with pieces of mushroom in the shop of the last year, who feel all of the Arab initial years and Shepherds came in the Shepherds. In a mask shop. All right. So in other words, the skin tag had the area of the Israel, the Yeres Mishifko, Bein Shecheres or Bein Shein Mishecheres Talmud, Minayim Talmud Leima Rish, the Mire, the Holy Alif Leima Mishecheres, Milisho Asmach the Baumel, the Agar Achilinokto, the Telekamer of Stitzes Mashman, the Rashom, the Lord asks you, that Eino Mishecheres is Mitanim. So in other words, thesis is not really come to Etzim Din, that the ship of Chayis is coming from Israel. But thesis mentions the number of Chayis, and then thesis mentions the Drosh in Gerasiani. So thesis says, even though it's true, I will get it. But it's not on the basis of that Drosh, because as far as that Drosh is concerned, so it's an Asmachte. But we have another Drosh in Gmure, that the ship of Chayis in Mishecheres is coming from Israel. He said, "Who go all the other people here? The first in Masters. So doubt is says, who go in? So in other words, so thesis assume that the pshat is because there are two pshat in that Gemara. One pshat is that the ship for itself is carrying an evil, and the other pshat is that the various of the ship from is carrying. So thesis she came in the previous thesis that the ship for herself is carrying the evil." Now this is walking lady, in Ramtam became in shape Koyo. Akiru in the Yavish of Yodoyo became in Zed. Korevoyo, and the Kore is allowed to be in common trading. It was a Kore. So he was allowed, let's say, he was a Kohen, so he has to be a Kohen of the Neifel then. Now, Tate says, in the Havam, we assume that to a Neifel can also be the Tam. So then Tate says, no, the Kohen is a Kohen for you. Kohen, Lohoyo will be Tam, it's not a Kirasim, the Kohen will be Tam and will follow. The Beyond Dubia God is him. So in the middle, he wasn't allowed to be the Tam. But if the Allah had been that you can be the Tam yourself, the Neifel, then it would be all right. But even if the law had been that you can't be mitami yourself to a neighbor, so who could be mitami? Which chayim? Only the shisha chayim. So who are the shisha chayim? So let's say, so one of the shisha chayim is libnei, in other words. Libnei libite. So your father can be mitami. So in other words, so when Jesus says, the kayim is a kohen boyo, so it means if the kayim was the husband, was the husband of the Gveres, so the male is the father of the fetus. So he's a child. But even though he was the father of the fetus, but there is a special person that to innate, even the father, cannot be become reason.
All right. Can it be his child who needs burial? And if he wanted to see, he has to look whether it's a real child to bury it. And therefore he could be Mitami himself.
I mean, this was the Shire that he had to pass.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if that was the Shire that he had to pass him, so why did he tell the sheep of first to drop her?
Maybe his wife told him.
And then determine, all right, listen, I mean his wife. Why should you build pyramids? You see, okay.
It's the nature of a woman to have such hysterical.
Anyway, but some are trying, you see, there is a Machlokes Hashem. Actually, there is a machlokes between the Amor, the child I had a number of times. So, there is a machlokes between the Amor and the Mogna Avor, and the Hilchos Yom Kippur. In other words, whether a Neifel requires Kvura al Kedim or not. Whether a Neifel requires Kvura. So, the Amor Shiti is that a Neifel doesn't require Kvura. A Neifel doesn't require Kvura. And the Mogna Avor, the Mavavrom is chayv. And the Mavavrom says that he does require it. And actually there is a machlokes b'shem, and stolen the pshat in the Gemara further, he needed. that's Machlokes Hashem. You'll look up after Hashem in the real evil. The Hashbot, the Ramban, the Hashbot, the Ram, you'll see there is Machlokes Hashem. Took shop in the Gemara. Look, the Gemara says,
what's that?
It's the Mishnah says that in Bobam Beis, the Bada Mishnah, there are two Mishnahs, and that one. So the Bada Mishnah, the very Bada. So he says, Pesachnei Yishel Kusim. Pesachnei Yishel Kusim means a bias, the use of the Kusim. I mean, the Kusim did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, but they had certain extra chumras. So the Kusiyas, the women, the Kusiyas, so when they were in need, or they used to use a special room. B'nei Yigosim. So that's called the Beisach Kusi, the Beisach Mei Yishol Kusi. The Beisach Mei Yishol Kusi, of course, I'll begin with, there is no such thing, it's a ridiculous thing. I mean, that a woman, while she's a leader, should stay in a special room. I mean, it's ridiculous. But the Kusi had such a practice. So Beisach Mei Yishol Kusi, Mitamim Be'er. They are Mitamim Be'er. In other words, if somebody enters the Beisach Meis, or Kusim, where the leaders stay there, so he's coming, he's suffering. Why? He plays Shehei, Kingdom Shomei Sanfor. Shehei, Kingdom Shomei Sanfor. So in other words, he said, why? Because they, the Buddhae Meir, Loyoi Kingdom, El Mashmichim, Vichayo Gerarate. They want Kingdom. So in other words, so they would go there. So Gemara says, "My Doresh, what did they dashi? Kusim shein kedim esamfol." So we see that the kusim they had a miscarriage, so they didn't bury the fetus, but they just threw it into any place. So they threw it into the place. My Doresh loisasi gvul riachot asher gavu rishen binachlosa. Kol shei yesh li nachlo yesh li gvul. Bichol shei li nachlo ein li gvul. So, what does it do with the posik lisasi gvul riacho? Umiknino lo disitri bimeicher kibri avinsa. So, memele, so you'll see that the machlete fushem is shakti the Gemara. So, in other words, the Gemara says, kol shei yesh li nachlo yesh li gvul. So, yesh li kebri. Koshe Eli Nachlo, Elifu is not a race. So Eli Gwul means Eliche. So, in other words, so those with some shame explain it, that this droshe by the Kusi was based upon the Halacha. Coincidentally, it was based upon the Halacha. And some shame explain it, no, the Kusi doesn't that way, but it's not true. You see, anyway. So, some of the poskim you'll see, they're trying to deduce from this Gemara and Sochim that an Eifu doesn't require Tvura because he was thrown into the bear. But that's no riot, because throwing it into the bear, so, can also be Tvura if you feel that that would send. All right now, at that moment, the sand was not thrown yet. The soil was not thrown. But he could have had the intention of filling it up with soil. So, Mele, from this Gemara, there is no right. All right. So, I will leave it here. Now, I would like to ask you to come to this matter and for the meeting. Now, so tomorrow, we certainly should finish the Gemara after the Mishneh, and then we'll be able to run over the Gemara. I told you, I'm going to go over the Gemara. It starts that if you didn't do it yesterday and today, so you should do it today. The Gemara that starts or up to the end of the first chapter.
Shir Lamed Gimel Nidav Noskusim Yerodea Chav Gimel Tammuz Etav Shemim Beis, Wednesday, July 14th, 1982.
Sofi Gehu. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is the Kasha, Maisa Bishmosh from us. So from that Braise we can deduce that Sofi is Meitzim Nivada in probability, Sofi Takor Nivada is Meitzim Nivada Yisea. So the Gemara says, well, it's not Vada Yisea. Because we do not know whether a navel fell, it was blocked in the day. I mean, there was no navel. Why? So it's not Vardayus Akhtum. Because it's possible that Ruach is there. Alright. So if you do the Ruach is Shani. Vini Teva, Baha'i Deva, Heilche Kor, Ibir Shusarabi. So the reason is why it's Mute out there, in that case of Shikoshi Shomazi Kiyako, because it's not Vardayus Akhtum. So Sofik Akor Vadai is Meitzik with the Sofik Kum. So it's only because there is a Sofik Akor Vadai. We need to have a high grade of record. Ibir Shusarabi, Nadaochi Sofik Kum, the Shusarabi, the Sefik Kum. Sofik Kum, the Shusayochi, the Sefik Kum. What does it mean, the Shusarabi, the Shusayochi? It's not like you like the Shusarabi and the Gabi Shabbos. So, if the Kabitumeh of Rishus Rabbi means, if in the scene, in the area of the Sofik, there are three individuals, three people. And Rishayochit means, if there are only two people, less than three, one or two, less than three, then it's Rishayochit. So that's the Al-Tisa from Seyfe. By Seyfe, we have two people, and Alochi is the Tosa Akos of Sofik. So, in any Sofik Tumeh, if it's a Rishayochit, only two people, so it's totally the Teraslava. But if it's a Rishayochit, three people or more, so it's Toya. So it's Toya of the Teraslava. So they said the Kashi. Here, the area, the scene of the Sofik Tumen is the Be'er. Because Kinin Eifu was blocked into the Be'er. So that's the scene of the Sofik. So the question is, where was the Be'er? Where the Be'er was Rishus Rabbi? In other words, whether there were three people in the Be'er? So, how do you hear the call? If Rishus Rabbi, if there were three people in the Be'er, I think it's like Achastor. So why do we have to resort to the fact that Sofik, there was an evil, and there was an evil, maybe it's Yerehu, in other words, like Svetzreiket. So if there were three people in the area, so one Sofik is all the Torah. We don't have to resort to the fact that they are two Svetzreiket. So, after we speak Akasela, if the Shayochi, if the Be'er, there were no three people. There were less than three people, two people, or no people altogether. So then, the Shayochi, my Mishani Kishikilam, the name for the Be'er, so this is assuming the kashe, that the pshat in the kemin neifel, the vintzim or neifel pila. So they die. So it's possible that chum the gerul rose. So it's doya because of sexed. One subject is maybe the miscarried fetus, so-called miscarried fetus that was back in the day was less than 40 days old. Assuming that it was more than 40 years old. Maybe the Chulto was the Garel. So it's a Svek Sveke. But one of the Shachim is the Rishis HaYochi. So called Svek HaYochi for Harvest. So even the Svek Sveke is Sveke Tom. So they just assume that the Pshat in the Gemara is on the basis of Svek. But how do you say Yochi called Svek HaYochi for Harvest? The Yeshrema, the Kirei Raskhule, Ubarbre, Sadesofi Korogil. We call it Rivadai, we take that after Rivadai, we will take our Shemaiti, they are Sofik. So they says that the Pshat Limore of Sofik Koyoshom and Sofik Yoderu is not because of Svekseke. Svekseke has no application. So they says to the Teres that here, this price is reference to the case, where in the Bay here, So in the bay they were treated. In the bay they were treated. So then the kashi is. So that's the case coming. The answer is here the Gemara doesn't mean the price is not based upon specific. Here is another aloha of something according to Vada is Nazi. That's more than Zvetzveke. Zvetzveke means two Zvetzvekes, but it doesn't mean that no probability. It's two Zvetzvekes, but it doesn't mean that no probability. So, it's Zoya. Zvetzveke, let's say, Pesach Mishlachmasas. So there it's Zvetzveke, by using this word. In other words, one Zvetzveke is maybe it's Leitachto, and the other Zvetzveke, it's Leitachto, maybe Leitachto. But it still doesn't mean that there's no probability. So she was designed in such a way so that she shouldn't be less alive. There is no Sophic according. We did it with Vegas. It's not going about it. It's not going about it. So Svetzvake, the Alochi, Svetzvake is Mutan Kalatere. But in Sophic Tumor, the Sayochi, it's also. Mashainke, when it's Sophic according, the Vada, when it's real probability, because no probability, if there is a chumde, the chumde is megara. That's more than Svetzvake. Some melee, if the Shesayochi, it would be done. That's the Yisrael. Then, so what is the Yisrael? The first, that the Beir was a Shesayochi. What does it mean, the Beir was a Shesayochi? There were at least three people standing in the Beir. Then Tehran said, they were in. Now, this thesis is based upon the premise, and there is a raya. There is a raya from the Mishnayos and Taras to that halacha. In other words, we say, something to the Mishnayochi is Vishnayochi, something to the Mishnayochi is Vishnayochi. So Mishnayochi, something to the Mishnayochi is Vishnayochi. Vishusarabim Sabitume is toyal with their slag. What does it mean Vishusarabim three people? What does it mean Vishusayochi less than three people? So what does it mean? Does it mean that Mamish in the scene, in the area, the spot where the Sophic arose, so there are three people or less than three people? Or there are three people who observe what happened? Suppose, let's say here on the street. Here on the street. So there is a special formal line here in the gutter, in the street. And no one is in the street, it's deserted. No one is in the street, let's say it's night time. No one is standing there here in the street. So, and there is a special formal, and then three people stand here in this room, and the light is on, and they look, and they saw a kikash of Tumah lying there in the street outside, and then they saw a dead chariot around, very close to the kikash. And but they didn't see whether the chariot's mamish touched the kikash or didn't touch the kikash. They saw he was very, very close, but they couldn't see. They couldn't see whether he touched the kikash or he didn't touch the kikash. Didn't touch the kikash. But three people was standing here in this room, through the window. So they were able to see everything, but they couldn't see whether we touched the kikya or not. Now, but in the street itself, there are no people. There is desert. So do we say that it has a meaning of Sophic Tumah, even though the three people were standing here in this building, in this room, not on the street? Or, in order to be a Mishas Rabbi, so then there must be that spot in that market. So, this thesis is based upon the premise, the arayas from the Mishnayos and Taras, that this is so. That the fact that there are three people who observed the scene of Tumah, of possible Tumah, that doesn't make it into Mishnayos and Taras. But only if the three people are standing in the scene of the suffering. But the fact that they can see what is happening, that doesn't mean anything. That does not mean anything. So this is it. In other words, Tate says, there is not clearly what Tate said before. The this brayse of Maisa Shishon Masi Kabbal Rimon has reference to the case where the Beya was a vicious ayot. In other words, the Beya inside the Beya, there weren't three people standing. Two people or no people standing, and it doesn't make any difference. Not three people. There weren't three people standing in the Beya. But now, let's say, this is the Beya. This is the Beya. And the king was standing here. So in the Beya, so there weren't three people standing, but the Kayan was standing near the Beya. So near the Beya, there were three people standing. Why? So he says, they believe it's all the Raghu Akin Huya Vishagat. The Raghu Huya Vishayochi, because he will say that there weren't three people standing inside the Beya, nor on the side of the Beya. So there weren't three people either. So why do we say that on account of the fact of the likelihood of the probability that they hold there was Galilee, and takes their so far the reassume that this probability, that no probability hold them barbarous in Galilee, so it only means that they hold them barbarous, no probability has the tendency to push away in it, not to leave it up. To push it away, but not doing it out. Why does it push it away? I'm going to check if it's not interested in leaving it out. Why should it be interested in pushing it away? The answer is, you know, see, the whole day is very practical, and the whole day plans everything. So in other words, no probability. The whole day had the tendency to push away the neighbor, so that it would have food. The whole day would have food for a long time, so in other words. Right now, she eats part of the fetus. And then later on, the next day, she'll eat the other portion of the fetus. So this is how this is assumed, that the probability is only that the whole will be gathered, not that the whole will be gathered and consume it and leave it out. Just be gathered. So the question is not true that in the being itself, so the animal will be. But assuming that outside the Beya, where the king is standing and looking into the Beya, so there are no three people either, so it has a different religious ayochi. It's subject to the religious ayochi, is fake tome. So too, that probability does not have redeem. Probability does not have redeem of spectrum, it's more than spectrum. So it's the probability is made seeming that it's subject to even religious ayochi. But since there is a possibility, in spite of the probability that the Chumde was there, so what do you mean the Chumde was there? Then the Chumde is in the Beya. So the Chumde pushed it where? Behind the walls of the Beya. So then it's very likely that the Chumde pushed the fetus, so that it is mamish beneath the feet of the Kayan. The Kayan is standing. Kayan is standing, and there is aloha, and there is no Pesach Kepa. So it's a Tumoritsutso. Tumoritsutso. Tumoritsutso is because the Elo Pikazu here it is. So it penetrates through the compact ground. So Mele. So, but we don't know. But, so it is something. So it's a subject, and the subject relates to what kind of a scene, of an area, or it relates to a subject of a Mishnayochi, because in the Kashi that we assume that just as the Beyer is a Mishnayochi, so the spot where the king stands is also a Mishnayochi. And so with the probability that the Holder was Nidara the fetus, so it's, there is still a possibility that beneath the feet of the Kayan. So there is a fetus. So then it becomes stomach because Tumoritsutso is because it is. So why would the Brisa say that Historia and Historia? So the answer is, so that it says that while the Kayan itself was a Mishayon, There were less than 3 people inside the Bay Area, or no people inside the Bay Area. But near the Bay Area, so there were at least 3 people. Some in so far as the subject to me, emanating from the possibility that the fetus might do the defeat of the KM. So that's the subject to me, which is a rabbi. As far as the subject to me emanating from the possibility that the KM was mired with his hands or with his face on the whole of the hair, so then it is subject to me versus Ayochi, but in regard to that subject, there is a possibility that it's made serious subject. They may be so afraid about the Ragla Akimia, which is a rabbi. The Ragla Akimia, which is a yochi. Nechel is doing a rule to make a Ragla. In two of the cars, they know. The alcohol cough like it. So why is it? So couldn't we give it a simple parents that it's not a tumor of the tzitzo? In other words, there is a Pesach Tefah, there is a hole of the Tefah. So he says, the alcohol cough like it, the Chelem is Pesach Tefah. The Ike, my new of Greyre, but the Pesach Tefah, he made the Atene. In other words, we have to say, the Chute was still pushing behind the walls. So there must have been a little hole. But that hole, to which to push it, if it was completely compact, so he couldn't have pushed it, there was a little hole. But that little hole must have been less than the tepah, because in the hole, the opening was the tepah. So what the veil is the fact that the hole there pushed it, but it's open. That's what. Then he says, no, we don't have to say like the meaning, that Rabbi Akin, which is Rabbi. In other words, we can say that not only the veil itself, the inside of the veil, was a Shayochi, but near the veil where the king, the spot where the king was standing, trying to look into the veil, was also a Shayochi. There were no 3 people standing there. The king was one person. He might have been another person with him, but not 3 people. So for that yes, some melee that the suffering of Dilma Gavrihu, even if we assume that Dilma Gavrihu, so there is still a suffering, maybe it was Nidra Mamesh to meet the feet of the Kayev, so it's because they law, the answer is the probability does not consist only in the Gilu. In the Gilu and the Achille, some melee. So we have this subject according to the Rabbi, that there is no tumeh beneath the key. Even if the Chumre did push it beneath the feet of the king, but it's inoperant. All right. The mission of Ragachim is a yoy. The rule of Achlu have a sophi covered. All right. Now, we left off in the Gemara. Bonimene, the time in that, the fifth line on the top. Boy, you made Rav Nachman. This is the right, so is the Rabbonon. Now let's see the right. This is the right, so is the Rabbonon. Hold the time when the politic of Shasves, the right, the Roy Botko, make the few Botko has man, Umozoso is say, oh, the Hira is Malibo, the Dam Hazoye, די נאָפאַל קאַלקע אויב די רבון דאַצ מיך די וואָט קאָטייער נאָו צו די מורע האָט נאָ באַיי וועדער די דיקע די שאַס וועס סאָ איז די רייצע אויז אַ סאָ נאָ דאָ איז די קאָנטראַש אין די קאָנט מויס צו גיין סאָ איט גאָט צו דאַן צייט דאָ די נישע אין די נימא פייסע איז מיך יעבס די דיקע. She is Mechayeves to build decks in the Yimabes. Mechayeves. But the Shaila is she Mechayeves to build decks in the Raise or only the Rabbon? If we say best in the Raise, then she is Mechayeves to build decks in the Raise. If we say best in the Rabbon, so she is only Mechayeves to make a pick in the Rabbon. Now what does it mean? If we say the Chiyu pick in the Rabbon, then I understand what it means. because we are born, she's in Chayevitz. But if it's in the Reise, what kind of mitzvah is there? There is no mitzvah to be made tickets. What kind of a mitzvah is there? What kind of a mitzvah is there? This one will be Zofe, all right, so then we can say that the Sokol. So in other words, it involves a mitzvah. It involves a mitzvah. But we are talking here about the needle. So what kind of a mitzvah now seems by Zofe in our work of Svira? And what is Svira mean? Svira doesn't mean that she has to verbalize and say, Hayim Yimrishim is Anakim, Hayim Yimshim is Anakim. So what does Svira mean? She has to make sure that she's clean. So in other words, how does she make sure that she's clean? Who is the key? So the Gabi is of it anyway, we could say that there is a mitzvah. We could say. We'll discuss it when we learn the Hilchas Mishnah. But the Gabi Mitzvah, what kind of mitzvahs could there be? I'm not thinking. So what does it mean? Vestes the Raisi. Rashi says, Hodi Kanon doi tike vishas vestes the Raisi. So it means, Hodi Kanon di boi tike vishas vestes the Raisi. Doesn't mean there is a thing. She's not a chatas. She doesn't make a ticket. Nothing, she has no affair. She doesn't have to do tshuva. But it means, vested the raise in the bill, it's in the raise. In other words, that only, that with the raise, I mean, the raise level. So, when can we be vada? When can we take it for granted in the raise and say, it's in vada that she did not have a discharge of dam in the Ema Veset, in the Ema Saveset, if she made a ticket, by the way. If, let's say, in the Ema Saveset. Now, as I mentioned before, the Chavitah said that, I don't think that there is any shita to the contrary. It's Mucha, by the way. When we say Veset, there is a So then the Alochi is that when we initially tell us the Bible, only if before the Ema Saveset took place, let's say, so she put in a piece of cloth inside. And then she took it out after the Nisabeset, and she saw there was no kesem on it. So then she's mitaras the Bible. But if she didn't put in a piece of cloth inside, but the Nisabeset is on the 25th day, the 25th day passed by without making a ticket, and then it's the 26th day, 27th day. She makes a ticket now, and it's clean. So she's assuming the Bible. So she's assuming the Bible. Midrashes that's on the Bible. Because we are hinching. Maybe there was a discharge of dam undetected, and she doesn't know. So, how is it that now on the 26th day? So, she doesn't see any dam? The answer is she might have been very minute rear, a very minute discharge of dam. So it subsided. But she still became an ego. So she has to count Zion. So when we say that Vestes is Greise, it doesn't mean Vestes Greise, there is a chiyuv to make it become Greise. With Rabbon, there are chiyuv with Rabbon. With Rabbon, there are two. But with Greise, there are no chiyuv of Bike. But the Bike means it's with Greise as a necessary source of evidence that in the Ema Saveset, she did not have any discharge of that. That's what I said. So that mean is, if she didn't put in a piece of cloth before the Ema Saveset, and if she expects the Veset to be within the range of 1 hour, then the piece of cloth has to be inside the whole hour. If the range of the Ema Saveset, the possibility of having the discharge of that is 2 hours, and the piece of cloth has to be there for 2 hours, and the range of doubt of heaven is 12 hours. So then the Chavisda says, so the piece of cloth has to be inside for 12 hours. If she didn't do that, and then the Ema Saveset passed by, she makes a beacon, she finds it clean. She's assured by the Midrash until she counts 7 days as of the Ema Saveset. That's what the meaning is in the Midrash. But the rest is the Rabbanon, so she tells the Bible, if without the ticket, but there is a real ticket of Apocas in the Rabbanon, so the real ticket in the Rabbanon, that is a mitzvah. In other words, she is a real Amitakonis in the Rabbanon. if she doesn't do it. Even if it will not affect her status or life. Because there are certain dikas that are only had chilek. But there they're not miyakim. Let's say a zovek has to make two dikas every day. Every day he resides in Kiev. And if she doesn't, as long as she makes two dikas, there she's in the terrace of Bible. And the first day, the second day. But she's b'chiyot b'chatchilek to make two dikas every day. So if she didn't, she has an avera. But as far as the Reis is concerned, it's not shy to say it's a mitzvah to make it. So when we say Vestas, the Reis is what the kind of one, the boy of Dike, which has Vestas, the Reis is. So Rashi explained, what do you mean the Reis is? Mitzvah and the Reis is make a Dike? She's not a Rita, she has no Abedin, she does not make a Dike. But then she has all the Bible, she has to wait 7 days. The Eloi Vod got Meo, but in Vodka has Maon and Mochoso, the Eloi, she still has all the Bible. The era of this money book, the Dam Hazoye, the Nopoly Kark, or the Rabononu, that's the whole. The Invoibotko is saying. Now, I mentioned before, I mean, this, the Machlik, I mean, we went over the Machlik in the Russian races, like it's broken down in the Bible. Russia says, if you say, the Raisi Aloch Lemish in Sina, the Marzikin law, the Tumas. The Marzikino law be too much of it. The Marzikino law be too much of it. Be too much of it. So, and Tinsu says it's a Bible. It's a Bible. So the Hazmi says, the teaching of Tinsu says that it's a Bible, it means only the Rabbon is a Bible, not in the Rice of the Bible, it's not this Bible. I mean, the Rice, it should be, she is not the way of any Argoshe, and we'll say it's a Bible. She makes it, we can destroy it. All right, so we can say. There is a possibility. It is something. But the same is right. But then he says, the Bible was wrong. So Hasmi says in Simon 10, in your day. I mean, we have to say like Hasmi. So it means, with the Rabbonim it can't feel like this Bible. According to Mandoma, this is the right. So we the right say it is something. And according to Rashi, the Rabbonim is also wrong. And according to Tate says, if we say this is the right, so